the dialect of Little Baddo in Essex. Mr. Harry Humphreys, aged 75, a native and a farm labourer, recorded it in September 1959 by Michael Barry.
And I was houseboy at the farm. And we used to start at 6 in the morning, 5 at night, 6 days a week, Saturdays were just the same, you know. Yeah. And Sundays often as well, look after the pony and so on.
What was in the day's work?
Oh dear, I had all scores of jobs in it. I was only never 13, and not very big at that, you know. I had all said jobs the day, clean the boots, knives and forks, so on. Muck the stable out, clean the pony, help the farmer's wife with the chickens, start to walk and grub around, so on. And then at 5 o'clock I'd go home. Oh, 3 bob a week started. Yeah, 3 bob. And after about 6 months, I think I got another 10 a week. Eventually I climbed up the dizzy heights of about 13 bob. Yeah. Two and tuppence a day. Yeah. Well, it's all right, but it's simple enough when you know how, sort of thing.
Tell me how you did it.
The stacks? Yes, well, you start off with a good foundation and gradually bring it out to the eaves and then pull into the roof. Finish off. Plenty of criticism of some of the farmers, you know, that's the way that some of them were built. Yeah. Used to put stakes around the outside of some of them if they were likely to topple over. Policemen, they used to call them. Got a policeman or two around then, the old boys would call out, keep them up. Yeah. But one morning we were out in the field at 3 o'clock, we had some peas. Boss was growing them for a seed grower. And hot weather and time, and just wanted them gathered up while they were damp so they didn't shale out. Can you be there early in the morning? Everybody said, yes, when you love, Governor. We all rolled up at 3 o'clock. Yeah. No extras for all either. Just the overtime for it, you know. Yeah. That's how it was in them days. Take it or leave it sort of thing. Yeah. Used to get an odd day or two sometimes with the beaters used to come along just round here. They used to rear a lot of pheasants, and even if you were in a regular job, you'd get the day off just for change, you know, and beating for the pheasants and that sort of thing. Made a change, and a little more money and a drop of beer. I mean, all right. Yeah.
What's the beer like in those days?
Oh, jolly good, tuppence a pint. Yeah. Well, some of it was tuppence halfpenny, but that was too much, you know. The tuppenny was good enough for most people. Poor ale. Yeah. Yes, yes. They were nearly all burned down in the turn, from Chemford to Malden, at different times. This one down here, the paper mills is called. I don't know why, they never made any paper there, but that was burned down. And the next one up here, next lock, that was burned down. Pretty all of them got burned down for some reason, I don't know how, but anyway they did.
And the old hall
then? Huh?
And the old hall up here?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they had something on there. I don't know what it was, or some sort of theatrical stuff or something, and they were late getting out. And the next thing they knew was, I thought somebody dropped a fag end or something. I don't know what it was. And never cleared up properly or anything. That had it. Now, of course, they're out for funds to build another one.